Are you sitting down? I'm going to actually say a word I don't think I've ever said. Kardashian.
Oh. You're going to talk about a Kardashian right now?
I have a Kardashian story.
Okay.
Wow. That goes against everything I believe in, but it has a metal story behind it. So okay. There's metal involved. That's the only reason why I'm bringing up a Kardashian.
Okay. I figured it has to be. It's an Anthony Kardashian story. It's not a Kardashian. It's not a Cooper Kardashian story.
No.
Okay.
Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse dragging Kourtney Kardashian through the weeds because she wore a Cannibal Corpse t-shirt on one of her Instagrams or Twitters or whatever the hell she does.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going on saying, really, poser, wearing our shirt? You can't wear our shirt. It's not fashionable on you. We're a death metal band. Take that off, you poser. She even called Travis Barker a poser.
Was Travis Barker wearing a shirt, one of his shirts too?
No, Travis Barker was near her, and I guess he didn't say anything to her wearing the shirt, which I guarantee she can't name one Cannibal Corpse song or has even heard Cannibal Corpse, wouldn't know it from anything, but she's wearing the shirt.
Okay, so the picture that he's referring to, the Cannibal Corpse shirt that she's wearing, is ginormous on her, and I'm guessing it belongs to Travis Barker. Like, you know, when you wear your boyfriend's shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So he's wearing a shirt from the Cramps, and she's wearing, it's not the Cannibal Corpse shirt that I have, because, you know, I have one. And, you know, good for me for having it way before the Kardashian scandal
and
going on.
And if you didn't have one, you would go buy one today.
No, I wouldn't buy this one. No, this is like a boy one. I wouldn't buy this one.
There's Mine's a girl cute. Cannibal Corpse shirt.
Don't you remember Chad used to be on the show with us, was a huge Cannibal Corpse fan, and he bought me that Cannibal Corpse shirt for women. It was like that. Little tiny shrunken extra small shirt. Mm. And it had like a little tiny logo on it. And then it said Cannibal Corpse underneath. But you had to like look close. You had to like come up to me and look at my breast to be like, what is she wearing? Oh, Cannibal Corpse. Mine was super cute. And in my defense, Chad was a death metal expert and played us lots of Cannibal Corpse and K-9us, if you remember. We would play, and I loved K-9us because if you don't know what K-9us is, you'll really appreciate if you're a dog lover, because K-9us is a death metal band that has a pit bull barking in it as part of the music, like remember?
But a death metal way.
And there was one Cannibal Corpse song that I loved. Remember?
No, I can't remember you even
knowing.
Yeah,
there was. I want to say I think it's I Come Blood.
Violence and Unimagined Inhumane Harvest. Hammer Smashed Face. I got to hear that. I might become a Cannibal Corpse fan after this segment.
But you already know this. We've been through this before. We were doing the show in the mid to late 2000s. And remember, Chad gave us a whole education.
And I just think it's funny that we were on a hot AC radio station playing Cannibal Corpse.
Playing like, Death Walking Terror.
Yeah, and waiting for our program director to jump off the roof. Let's try to get our PD to kill himself. We're playing Cannibal Corpse.
I'm just trying to remember which song I love. I think it was Make Them Suffer.
I think they all sound alike.
I either loved I Come Blood or Skull Full of Maggots. I can't remember. They're both great songs.
I Come What?
I think that was my favorite. There we go.
It sounds exactly like
it does sound a lot like the last song you played, yeah.
Wow. See, now we don't have to worry about our PD killing himself.
Nope. Just our listeners.
No, come on, it's Ice on Blood.
Yeah, this is it. This is my jam.
So this is the shirt a Kardashian was wearing.
Yes.
At least you can name one Cannibal Corpse song.
Well, how do you forget I Come Blood?
Coming in at number 3. I Come Blood. I'm
behaving. Do you have the Ariana Grande cover of this?
Yeah, it sounds just like this.
Oh, there you go. Much better. Yeah, that sounds much better.
I have to go to church. I'll be right back. I need to get some ash on my forehead.
I need 7 showers now.
I guarantee every song sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Cannibal Corpse. So anyway, she's being...
You are now officially a Satanist.
Congratulations. Enjoy Christmas.
But yeah, so she was wearing... Look, it's a cool shirt. And it was obviously the boyfriend shirt. But I love that the dude from Cannibal Corpse felt the need to like step forward and say something. Rather than, hey, a Kardashian, one of the most important brand makers of our time, is aligning herself with my brand, and now some of her followers may actually go and investigate Cannibal Corpse, and they might even dig it. You know, remember Danny Weinkauf last night from They Might Be Giants was just telling us it is really hard for musicians now to sell full albums. People just, they download a single, they're already paying for the service. You know, so musicians don't make a lot of money. It's all about the merch.
Mm-hmm.
So if fans of Kourtney Kardashian are going to run out and buy that Cannibal Corpse t-shirt, and I guarantee thousands of them already did. Like I just went to Google Cannibal Corpse, shirt came up immediately. Cannibal Corpse merch came up second.
Really?
If you let like predictive text, you know, handle it.
Uh-huh.
Cannibal Corpse merch, Cannibal Corpse shirt, Cannibal Corpse, Kourtney Kardashian. Those are the three things that come up first. So instead of saying, look, thank you.
Right.
You know, we can use the boost right now. So I hope in that case, maybe he'll give the money back or he'll give it to a charity since he's so offended.
Well, Dino from the band Fear Factor came out with a tweet against this too. He says he's got it all wrong. Why wouldn't you want exposure for your music, even though he's not even in a band anymore? I wish she was wearing one of my band's t-shirts. Great exposure.
Right.
So he's coming out with that. So he's still going on. He sent another one. That's a closed-minded attitude. A t-shirt is a fucking t-shirt. Funny thing right. is you don't hear anybody in the actual band complaining. So I guess this was a guy that used to be in Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, so it's not like the lead singer or something. It's an ex
right.
Cannibal Corpse member who's complaining.
Right. So nobody in the actual band right now is complaining. This guy used to be in Cannibal Corpse. So that's why he's complaining.
Oh, well, that's why he's complaining, because he isn't getting any of the money. They're finally making money off of merch because of Kourtney Kardashian, and he's not going to see a dime of it.
He's not getting any money. Going out, we have to play K-9us because you love K-9us.
I love K-9us.
And you haven't heard K-9us in a long time.
No, I haven't.
And they're from Brooklyn, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They are from Brooklyn. That's the dog growling.
He's the lead singer.
That's right. My dogs love this song.
All dogs love this song.
This is literally dog music.
You would go see them.
Can you imagine going to see them and they don't allow dogs?
Oh.
Come on. I brought your fans. They brought toys to squeak. No. It'll be great.
The only The only dogs are the one in the band. And what if he doesn't want to make noise? If that's the night he doesn't want to growl, then what do you do?
I know, it's tough. But I think they probably have things that make him growl. They probably have, like, they play with a toy with him. He probably goes, you know, there's a lot of dogs that do that. Like, earlier today, I was trying to get a toy out of the dog's mouth, and she was like,
oh, so you got to have somebody else, like a roadie, come in and play with a squeaky toy to get the dog to growl.
Yeah, like a dog wrangler and all that. And, you know, and when she was like, I was like, we should be in a band.